what does that do to their relationship with people they are attracted with, connecting with folks? I think that in general, we see the internet is a form of separation. Many of us, when we've worked in addictions for a long time, we talk about arrested development. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the time that you start using a drug,
right,
and using it heavily, it's kind of like the time of your development that you're stuck in.
Yeah.
So if you started when you were 15, then you, in a lot of ways, you maybe have a 15-year-old level of maturation emotionally.
Right. Yeah.
And so then you're kind of stuck there. And I think that that's maybe one good way to sort of view some of this. The degree that you're sort of inundated with porn is you're spending time doing that and you're not learning how to negotiate relationships with people.
Right.
There's a loss there. Yeah. Where, you know, if you were at another time, then you'd have to learn how to do that, learn how to ask someone out for the prom or whatever it is that, you know, you know these stages that you go through. So I think there's something definitely there. But you know, I know people who have, you know, they do porn and they have relationships, but it has in many ways a negative relationship, a negative impact on their relation. So many times the people who come to see me, and yes, they're mostly men, you know, they're concerned because they're not feeling, they have this, with the porn, it gets, you know, it escalates. There's this sort of like visual thing. And then, so when they're actually with someone, it's not as, it doesn't stimulate them the same way. So they get habituated, that part of their brain gets habituated to a certain thing. And they literally have to learn from scratch to remove themselves from one thing into another.
I work more with women. So what I see from that is more the feeling of shame and not good enough and not being desirable from that side. Yeah, which is hard.
Yeah.
It's hard for everybody.
It's hard. I think for men, it can come out in issues around quote performance, right? Air quotes. So, you know, it's like if they're looking at porn, then they feel like they can. And if they're with somebody and it doesn't look like the porn, then it becomes an issue. So then they can have low self-esteem around in that way. But not usually about, like, you may probably what you're referring to is body image, because the beautiful women and they have to look a certain way. And so by comparison, right?
Yeah. And real women aren't porn stars, you know?
Correct.
Not what we are.
Even porn stars are not porn stars. They they do all kinds of things digitally.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah.
Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit, presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It, a new paradigm of recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.